Okay, we're back at Jenny B's Dumb Bunny book, and we're on chapter 4, Eggs and Sweaty and Other Stuff. And if you remember in chapter 3, everyone's at the party except for May, and Jenny B's kind of hoping she doesn't show up. I wonder what's going to happen. Let's see. Just as I was getting hope, another car pulled up, and phooey, sitting in the back seat was May. May! May! May's here! She shouted through the open window. She was clapping and cheering for herself. Then she jumped out the car, and she ran to Lucille's family, and she started shaking all their hands. Hello, hello, I'm May, and I've come to win the golden egg, she told them. She skipped to Lucille and held out her dress. Look, Lucille, look. Look at my dress, frilly, just like yours. I gave this outfit a lot of thought, because I wanted us to look like best friends today. She threw her arms around Lucille's shoulders. Sheldon ran up and took it off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You'll have to pick someone else to be your best friend, May. Lucille is my best friend these days, remember? May stood there for a second, then she leaned into Sheldon's face. You're not fooling anyone, Mr. Potts. You're just pretending to like Lucille the same as I am, she said. You're just trying to get her to tell you where the golden egg is. Lucille looked shocked at that comment. That's not true, is it, Sheldon? You're not just pretending to like me, right? Because I told you before, I don't know where the golden egg is. My daddy hid it all by himself, and he wouldn't let me peek. She glanced at her daddy, very annoyed. I tried to make him tell me where he hid it, Chelsea, but daddy locked his lips and threw away the key. Sheldon clenched his fist. Drat, an old invisible key trick. I hate that one, he said. Finally, he took a breath and calmed himself down. Then he patted Lucille very sweet. Don't worry, my springy little lamb. I will still find the golden egg and win the play date. I'm positive I will. He lowered his voice, kind of private. I'm wearing a lucky charm today, he said real soft. Lucille's mouth came open at that news. A lucky charm? You have a lucky charm? What is it, Chelsea? What is it? Sheldon pointed down at his shirt. See that little egg dribble on the collar right there? That little egg dribble ran off my chin at breakfast. And look, Lucille, it landed on my collar in the shape exactly of an... He paused real dramatic. An egg, he whispered. Lucille did a shiver. Ooh, Chelsea, that seems like magic almost, she said. Shel nodded. I know it, Lucille. It seems exactly like magic, almost. My grandpa Ned has had every shirt stain in the book, and he said that when an egg dribble lands in the shape of an egg, it means, Sheldon swallowed real hard, may the egg be with me. Lucille did another shiver. Sheldon smiled. With a magic egg shirt like this, I can't lose today, Lucille. I just can't. After that, he hurried over to the Nana, and he tried to show her his egg shirt, but the Nana backed up from him. Then she quick grabbed Lucille's daddy, and she said the words, do something. The daddy cleared his loud throat. Boys and girls, may I please have your attention? First, I would like to welcome you to the party today. Lucille hopped in front of him. Yes, yes, welcome to my party, and welcome to my giant house, and welcome to my big, huge yard, too. She bent down and touched the grass. See how perfect the lawn is cut, everyone? That's because we have a real professional gardener on account of rich people do not know the first thing about yard work, right, Daddy? Plus, rich people don't like to get our hands dirty. Everyone looked at the daddy's hands. He quit put them in his pockets. Lucille kept on talking. And did everyone see my brand new expensive Easter dress? She asked. She spun around and flounced herself. This dress is made out of fancy floaty chiffon. And fancy floaty chiffon is as light as a feather, she said. She fluffed her flouncy skirt. Who would like me to hop in the air and make it float? Please clap your hands. But before we could clap, Lucille already started hopping. She hopped and hopped until sweaty came on her lip. Then Lucille's mother quick ran over and she dabbed her face with a tissue. I looked at Herbert. This family has some serious perspiration issues, I believe, I said. Just then, Lucille's daddy cleared his loud throat again. Children, as all of you know, we're going to be having a picnic and an Easter egg hunt today. But for this party to go smoothly, we're going to need everyone's complete cooperation. Okay, he asked. Okay, we shouted back. Okay, okay, the daddy smiled. The first thing I'd like you to do is get in a nice straight line, he said. A nice straight line, a nice straight line, we shouted again. Room 1 is excellent at repeating things. The daddy looked at us. Okay, fine. As I was saying, if you get in a nice straight line, we'll lead you to the picnic grounds in the back of the house. The back of the house, the back of the house, we hollered out. Daddy stopped smiling. We were starting to get on his nerves, I think. Next to him, Lucille's mother and Anna were doing deep breathing. The brother had already gone inside to watch TV. Finally, all of us got in a nice straight line. Then the mother and Daddy and Nana did a group hug with each other, and they led us to the picnic grounds, and wow-wee, wow-wow, I could not believe my eyeballs, because on the way, we passed Lucille's hugey big swimming pool, and it was inside a big glass house. All of room one did a gasp at that sight. I ran to Lucille, and I hugged her around the middle. Lucille, Lucille, you're even richer than you used to be. Your swimming pool is in a big glass house now, and so my play date with you will be even funner than I thought. Lucille took my hands off of her. Silly Junie Jones, you know the rules. If you want the play date, you're going to have to find the golden egg. And that's not going to be easy because my boyfriend, Sheltie, is wearing a magic egg shirt, she said. She looked at Sheldon and did a wink. Sheldon winked back. May was watching that action. Hey, 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 she grouched. That better not be a secret wink about the golden egg, because if you're winking about the golden egg, I'm telling. She poked Sheldon with her finger. I'm going to be watching every move you make, Sheldon Potts. I'm going to be all over you like a cheap suit. I did a frown at that comment. I do not know what a cheap suit means exactly, but here's what I do know. For the first time in my life, May was right, I think. Whoever wanted to find the golden egg could not let Sheldon out of their sight. That's the end of that chapter. Chapter 5 is the jelly bean game.